Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. We are getting started. My friend Steve Stern is on with me today, and we're going to try to save the world. And we need your help. We need everybody's help. So I'm going to try to make sure I get this all going here. Yay, I've got it. If you guys hear me, I want to give me the thumbs up. We should be all good, and hope you guys can hear everything because we got some really important information to share today. Y'all got me? Y'all hear me? We good? All right, so here we go. Oh, I got to share the screen. Let's see if I can do this. I'm going to share the screen, and off we go. I want to make sure everybody gets to see all of this. You guys see me? You good? All right. Welcome, everybody. I'm Melissa. Red Pill the World. I'm from the Freedom Force Battalion, and my friend Steve Stern is, I know the screen is kind of small, but Steve Stern is here with us today, and he has lots of good information for us, and we are going to jump on this like white on rice as fast as we can. Right, Steve? Welcome. I'm glad you're here. Tell us more about what you want to come on and tell us today.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. This is a very big honor because we're talking to the real people. You know, I get a lot of shows, and... Not that there's not real people, but I know that your shows have the real ground to...
Right. We got fighters on here. This is the Freedom Force Battalion, and we're on it. We share truth like you know, every day, fast as we can. But this is something different. Today, we're going to talk about action items. So, yeah, that's what we're here to do. So that's why I'm so glad you're here to share this with us.
So we need to share the screen. I think we're not up on the screen yet. We got the... election security call on there. So let's put us on the screen.
Maybe. Okay. I think what's actually showing on the screen. Do you see the screen? I've shared it with you. Do you see? It says attend the election security call. Do you see that,
yes,
Steve? Okay. What you're seeing on the screen is what they're seeing. You may not see yourself. I don't know. Do you see yourself?
Nope.
Okay. I don't know exactly how to make that happen. Sorry.
I got it. We're good.
Okay, good.
We got it.
Okay, good. And you can, if you want to, you can share out the Rumble channel. You guys share this Rumble out with people. And we're also actually on Facebook and on X right now so that we can make sure that people get this great information. And what Steve has been doing, he's been working with a lot of great people, a lot of the big names that you guys know, Seth Keschel and all that. And he's been doing these live streams where they're telling what you can do in your community to help protect the vote and to purge the voter rolls and to be a poll watcher. Those are the three main action items, right, Mr. Stern?
Yeah, that's part of them, but I want to make sure everybody gets their camera out or their phone, their pencil and paper, because we're going to give you so much information. You're going to want to take my email address. And we'll show it up to you here first because we'll do it a couple of times. A lot of people recognize me because I'm all over TV.
Okay, that's awfully small. I want to make sure that people can see that. Okay, that's much better. Move it to the left a little bit more. Your left, yeah. Steve, sorry, okay. It's called theflagshirt.com. So he's the one who makes all those cool flag shirts, you guys. sstern1054@gmail.com. He's even giving you his phone number, you guys. 954-318-6902. All right. You guys got that. All right. And we'll make sure to show this several times. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll talk about a lot of stuff, how you can be involved. So the most important thing is we do two things here. We do precinct strategy.
We're
going to bring this up so you can see it.
Yes.
That's when Schultz started... www.precinctstrategy.com.
Yes.
So what precinct strategy is, and this book that he has, you can go to Amazon, pick up the book, tells you how to become a member of the Republican Party, the hierarchy, and there's 400,000 slots. There's 200,000 people involved. Now, this is a little bit tough because we've been doing this for 3 years. We went down to 190,000 up to 210, and we have about 200,000 people involved. That is terrible. And the reason, we have 60 million Republican voters. That means that people aren't getting involved. This is the time to get involved. And the reason why, what is precinct strategy? And we'll go through that.
I've got it up on the screen. You see it? I've got it up on the screen. Precinct, P-R-C-I-N-T, strategy.com. Actually, I have it at the bottom. Let me move all the way to the top. Precinctstrategy.com. Okay, everybody?
So this tells you what to do in each state. So if you want to become a precinct committee man or woman, you see I have my little button on here. I am the vice chair of the Broward Republican County Executive Committee. And what does all that mean? So the Republican Party, that is in each county, each precinct, we have members. These are the members that attend meetings. When they attend meetings, you vote. You vote for your chair, your vice chair, your secretary, your treasurer, and whoever else you want on the committee. And you also vote for that person as a committee man, a committee woman, and that makes you vote in the state. So this committee man and committee woman and your chair vote in the state for your head of the Republican Party for each state. Now, there's a lot of information on there, and a lot of people ask me, well, what do you do as a committee man and committee woman? Well, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I got to tell you, it's not the easiest thing. You would think that getting in is very easy. So when I started 20 years ago, it took 3 months before anybody called me back. And this happens a lot, so we're going to tell you how to avoid some of this stuff. So not only take 3 months, but it took 3 months for me to get an application. You have to get an application. In certain states, you get an application, you get elected in. Most states, you got to be voted in. Every 2 years, they have an election. And if there's nobody that runs against you, you automatically become in. There's other ways to get in. You get appointed. And you vote. That's one thing. You get candidates elected. This is the most important thing because these are the people that go out knocking on doors that help the candidates. And not that the candidates can't have other people, they do. But these are the people that do the work. You know what I'm saying? So you canvass your neighborhoods. So you're going to know who's a Republican, who's a Democrat. You get that information from different things that we give you. And you want to knock on everybody's door because, you know, if you just knock on a Republican's door, nothing's really going to happen because those people already vote. So you can also become a poll watcher and poll worker. And we're going to talk about that. Very important. So this Thursday, we're going to invite everybody.
Hang on. Before you go into that, because that's really important, you guys, stay on because I want to make sure that you hear what's going to happen on this Thursday. But I'm on the website for the precinct strategy, and I want to make sure that you show them what do they push, what button do they push to join.
Precinct strategy is just a website in order to get the information.
Yes.
Now you have to go to your state or your local party. So let's say I'm in Broward County and I want to become a committee man. You go to the website, the Broward Republican Executive Committee, you get an application, and you come to our meetings, and you get voted in after two meetings. Now, each state, if you look at that, has a different way to do it. But look at how big the United States is. And I'm going to tell you some of these things in the states, like let's take California. And I want to talk about people who are the heads of these areas, too, because what we did was, in California, a girl called me. She saw me on Steve Bannon show about a year ago, and she said, "Can you help me turn California red?" I said, "Look, I'm good, but I'm not that good." But I said to her, "Look, let's try. Let's see what we can do." So we got the first 20, 30 people together, and then we got 150, then we got 300, then we got 10,000. So we had 10,000 people in California, and these are the people that are working. Now, what's great about this is you know how bad California is.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel sorry for the people in California.
It's
because
terrible.
$4.50 to $7 for gas, depending on where you are. You're spending tremendous amount of taxes.
Right.
The electric is unbelievable, and on and on and on. So
you can't afford to live there. You can't afford to live there anymore. But
now,
if you notice right here, when you go to when you click on that California button, it takes you, and you can see how you can become involved in the Los Angeles County, San Diego County. This is for every state. You can go and find out a county right there where you can participate. And if your particular county is not in there, more than likely, if you click on one of these, they'll help you to find who you can work with in your county. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. Plus, if you don't want to work full time like that, you could belong to a club. There's tons of clubs. You know, they're even listed there, some of them. So you could go online and look up, okay, I want to see the Republican club in, so let's say you live in Los Angeles. Let's say you live in San Diego. Now, there are certain terrific Republican areas, such as Orange and in the middle of California, a little below Los Angeles. And I know that very well because my son played tennis for Cal Irvine, which is there. So I visit there, at least been over the last 30 years once a year in San Diego. And those are good Republican areas. And we learned a lot of people there. So Tina Saleen got in touch with me. She knows everything that's going on in California. So if you're in California listening to this, we'll get you connected. Now, we have one person in every state. So I want to show you a little event that we had. And we'll go back and forth here because
okay.
This is a friendly audience.
Yes. So is that the one you did on this?
This is going to coordinate with the precinct strategy, so I want to explain that.
Okay, good.
So couple of weeks ago on a Monday, March the 11th, we had a big event in Trump International. You could see there's Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Mel Kay. They all spoke at our event. Now, I took this on myself because it was difficult for a lot of our people to understand how to do a golf tournament, a speaking event. And behind the scenes, while the people were playing golf, we ran 50 people, one from every state, 4 hours on TV, social media, 65,000 people involved. And what happened was people learned the same thing you're learning now, how to get involved in each state. One person in every state told you how to get involved, what's going on, election integrity, what's going on, precinct strategy. So we try to do events all over in doing this because we need to let people know. So let's go back. Let's go to our event here on Thursday because this is going to be important.
Yes, I need to get to that.
What happened was, if you can take a look behind me, you'll see a nice picture of President Trump and myself. And I went to visit him 2 days before the last election. I've seen him before, but this picture, I was actually up in his office. A lot of people asked me what was his office and what we did to get up there and how I got there. So Steve Stern, who's been in business 70 years, I'm 82 years old, never give up. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are. If you can get to President Trump, you can get to anybody. So how I got there, I just kept knocking on doors, asking people. And finally, we got to one of his secretaries and said, sure, we'll get you an invite with President Trump. And we had spoke to him before with Liz Harrington and Steve Bannon. We got him to endorse precinct strategy. Yes, President Trump has endorsed precinct strategy. So he knew what he was, and he brought me up there, and we talked. And actually, I had the appointment canceled 2 weeks before. And it just so happens that this meeting was like around 4 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, we're going to have an event where we, part of my group, Jexit and United West, presented President Trump with an award for everything he did for Israel. So it worked out very good. So when I went up there, I spoke to him. And he actually, it was 2 days before the last election, he endorsed one of my candidates. Now, you know, I'm just a guy like you, girl like you, guy like you. So just the person on the street that got tapped and said, hey, you're the person that's going to bring us the information. So when I spoke to him, I never thought he would endorse a candidate, but 2 days before the election, he did. So he said, Steve, I know you do a precinct strategy Zoom. Why don't you do something in election integrity? Because we talked about the election, and I said to him, you know what? We're not going to win this election because basically it's the same thing that happened in 2020 when he lost the election, when at
they stole it.
9 o'clock he was winning. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, he was losing.
Right, right.
We have found out a lot of stuff, and I got to tell you, I'm not an expert, but I brought in the experts. And we started about 2 weeks after that because I didn't know who was involved in election integrity. So I started calling all my friends and said, okay, it's Cleto Mitchell, it's Jovan Pulitzer, it's Dr. Frank, and on and on and on. So we had Zoom meetings for the last 2 years. And this Thursday is going to be the largest one that we've ever had. And you're all welcome to come on. And what we're going to do is the first person that's going to come on is Christina Norton. You see her name up there. She's from the RNC. Well, it only took me 6 years to get a contact in the RNC, but I never gave up. So she's going to talk about getting involved in election integrity and involved in poll watching and poll workers. And that's going to be very important.
Okay, so but hang on before you keep going. I thought you're going fast, okay? So I'm not. I know you're normally on Bannon's show and you're always having to go so fast. We've got a little bit of more time right now. I want to make sure that everybody gets this information. I just posted on the chat, you guys. Go grab on the chat where I put the precinctstrategy.com link over there, okay? So I want everybody to go grab that off of the chat and save that on your phone, on your desktop, on something, okay? The other thing that he's telling you about is this phone call where they're going to have all these people who this is their number one focus, is they're working on election integrity, and so they're going to be at this call you're talking about on Thursday, this Thursday, the 4th, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
So 325 Eastern. Okay, why so, we say 325 Eastern rather than 330? If you get on at 330, you're going to start to miss it because it takes a while to get on. Okay. We've already had 600 people signed up. You fill out the chat form by emailing me. If you can't get it off your chat or anything, email me at the sstern1054@gmail.com. We will send you the link, and you can actually send it to your friends and everything. But we also look to see who goes on to make sure that, you know, it's the right people. And you will see all these people. You will be able to ask questions in the chat because a lot of people want to get a hold of the RNC and understand what's happening. because we just lost 60 people. Now, Christina Norton, I got to say, I saw her on Cleta Mitchell Zoom, which I go on every week to listen to all the top people who are on her Zoom. And I get on everybody's Zoom because you pick people off of these Zoom meetings because they all have something important to say. So Christina Norton was
Yes.
very important because she's in the RNC, and we want to connect with the RNC because when I got to tell you that of all the people I couldn't get a hold of was Ronna McDaniel. So if you get a hold of the president, you can't get a hold of Ronna McDaniel.
That's
That
something
means
wrong. Something's wrong.
something wrong with the RNC. So now, unfortunately, we have another fellow who's the head of the RNC, and there's going to be an article coming out. He's almost as bad as Ronna McDaniel. So that's a
Yeah.
bad thing, but hey, we got to work around it.
Right.
So you what I'm holding up, protect the vote.
Okay, I'm going to take y'all to that website too. But before we do that, super, super quick, I just put in the chat, you guys, and I'm going to put all these in the show notes in the description, and I'm also going to put this on my social media so you have all these links. Okay, we all have to do something. You don't have to do all these things, but you have to do something. And I think being on this Rumble this Friday, this Thursday, at what time again?
It's 3:25 to come on. It starts promptly at 3:30, and I'm going to tell you a little.
3:25 Eastern, right? 3:25 Eastern. And so hang on before you do, go on. Okay, so I just put the job form, you guys, and it's on the screen right now. When you see the link, I want you guys to save that link so that after we're finished with the show, you go on there and you sign up to be on this show. Like I said, like he just said, 3:25 Eastern time this Thursday, okay? And you're going to see all these people he was just talking about. The one this Christine Norton from the RNC, Seth Keschel, he's talking about 30 critical counties. I just read that out. This is Steve was the one I just saw on Bannon, and I said, "Hey, you guys, he's talking about that we finally for the first time are able to get make some headway on this. We cannot let what happened in 2020 happen again, right?" And all these people will be there talking about how each one of us can take action. Okay, so keep going, Mr. Steve.
All right, so we're going to talk about Seth Keschel. Seth Keschel came up with this, and you have it on your thing, the 30 most important counties. Let's take a look at that, see if you have that up there.
Okay,
Very important.
I don't know if I have that one.
Anybody who is from
Okay,
those counties.
hold it up so they can see. Yes, hold it closer. Okay, y'all see all those counties? North Carolina, Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Michigan. I read these out to you guys on my last video. Those critical counties that we must win, okay, to get
So,
President Trump in there.
if you're in one of those counties, please connect with me because we're working now. We left California because that's not, it's an important state, but it's not going to control the election. These states are going to close and control the election. And the most important state is Pennsylvania. Why do I say that? Because that's where most of the cheating happened in the last election. You notice that Trump was up 600,000 votes, and then he was down 100,000 votes, then he lost by, I think, 10 or 20,000. And those votes came in, and we're going to tell you some of the things that are really sad what's happening in the United States. But let's talk about again those states. They're North Carolina, they're Pennsylvania, Arizona. We know what's happening in Arizona, Wisconsin, Nevada, Michigan. We hear about these states all the time. Georgia. Georgia used to be a red state. It's still a red state, but again, they're allowing this cheating to happen.
Right.
And there are tons of people working on it, but let's think about this. Right now, today, I got a link that they are flying into Miami, right where I live, hundreds and hundreds of people in the middle of the night from Venezuela, from Colombia, from all these different states. They're coming in by the zillions, and people are they're not making any headway out of this thing. They're all, I mean, we've got people coming in by the border, but they don't tell you about the northern border. They don't tell you about the people coming in by boat. They don't tell you the people they're flying in. They're flying them in from every major city in the middle of the night.
And
And
they're
who's.
giving them the rights to vote, is your point. They're coming in to
Well,
vote.
so here's our big thing. They want to give them the rights to vote, but what's going to happen is, you know, these people don't know anything about voting in the United States. They're allowing they've created a website where you can go in once you get your Social Security number, which they're giving them in the next weeks about the way they're coming in. They are giving them a Social Security number. You put in your last four digits of Social Security number, you can register to vote. Now, they're not going to vote. They're going to take that vote that's going to be mailed to them, and they're going to vote for them.
Right,
And we have to
right,
stop that. So
right.
think about this. We're going to talk about this on this meeting because think about this. How are they going to eventually know who's a non-citizen, a citizen, when the databases don't say that you're vote, you know, that you are or not.
Right.
So these are some things that are going to work out. So we have a guy named Jay Ballen.
Before you go into that, the other real quick thing is it also affects the districts when they do the census and they say they've got so many more people in this district. It adds, it changes the numbers in Congress. And that's one of the big issues with all these other people coming in. Am I right?
But also remember that these people are coming in from Venezuela. They know that this thing is happening. It may all not go the Democrats' way because these people from Cuba, from Venezuela, know what socialism is. And they see this happening in the United States because they're not dummy. You know
right.
what I'm saying? They're
right.
coming in and they're saying, hey, here's $10,000 for you to vote for me. But then they say, wait a minute, mm-hmm. what's happening?
Right.
What's going on?
Right.
So
right.
you have to educate those people. So we have a lot of work. You can't do it with 200,000 people. You need a million. So we're going to tell you later on how we're getting other people to help. So let's tell you also who else okay. is coming on because it's important.
Yeah. Oh.
Jay Ballantyne will be there. Jay Ballantyne has a system with the fractal system.
Fractal
which
system.
Which is a system on how to find out who doesn't live where they say they are. So in other words, if a election person sends a ballot out to somebody that lives in your local Walmart, we're going to know. So this is one thing that they're working on, and he'll talk about this at that. He's the expert. I'm not. Then we're going to have Dan Schultz on because you want to let everybody know how to become a precinct strategy person. He's the dean of that. He went to West Point. He started with Steve Bannon 14 years ago, and they're going to work on that.
And then I don't want y'all to be afraid that you have to run for this thing or be elected for this thing. In our community, they were just they just put out the call, and they got to just be one. It was not anything complicated. I will say though that the people who are in this in the leadership, they are many of them entrenched, and they have been running it the way they want to run it for all this time. And so that's why we need more freedom loving patriots who are going to help to push to make sure that no funny business goes on. Okay, keep going.
So now we have Marley Hornick. She's in Pennsylvania, and she has what they call United Sovereign America. And she's going to talk to you about what she's doing on trying to get people off the voter rolls. Then we have Linda Rance. Everybody knows Cause of America, Mike Lindell's operation. She's going to tell you why we want to go back to hand counting, not using the machines.
Yes.
Then we have a very close friend of mine, Linda Sinkowitz, who we all need to help fund because she's doing something that I have not found anybody doing in the efficient way she's doing. Fight voter fraud. What she's doing, she's taking off people. She has a big organization. Taking one person at a time off the voter rolls. Now, you think, okay, they take the people off the voter rolls. Well, they put them right back on when they start the election. So you have no way of knowing that. But what she's doing, she's going one at a time to court, taking these people off the voter rolls. And what she's done in Connecticut, she has arrest warrants for 20 people who voted not two times, but three times, maybe four times, maybe 10 times. And the police won't do anything about it. So she's going to the Supreme Court of Connecticut to start the ball rolling. Now, think about this. You know that there's a lot of people voting more than once. In New England, they have two houses, a lot of people. So they vote in New York and they vote in, part of New England. We have to stop that. So she's working on all that. And because she's in New England, she's working with a lot of people up there. And we're going to give her some help. I want everybody to go to fightvoterfraud.com.
Just put the link, you guys. Fightvoterfraud.org. Fightvoterfraud.org. So you can be a part of that. And the other one that you were talking about before, I don't want to skip that one real quick. The United Sovereign America. What is the name of that one? That
website? That's United Sovereign America. That's what it is. She is working in the United States.
That's not the same as Protect the Vote, right?
Nope.
No. So
these are different people. Protect the Vote is another person. You know, we have a lot of different people. We can only get some on. One that's not up there that we don't have up there yet, but just came on. Terry Shoup. Marley Hornick is in New York, and Terry Shoup is in Pennsylvania. So she's got Audit PA, and she's working very hard in Pennsylvania. We're working on it because that's a state that we really have to, work on. So,
okay, before you go on, is this it? UniteForFreedom.com?
Right, that's her.
That's her. Okay. And that's the one you were saying they're removing people from the rolls who do not deserve to be on there. Either they're
correct.
Not a citizen or they're dead or there's some reason they, maybe they can't be in two two counties, maybe they've moved, and they need to be removed from that particular county. Am I right?
That's correct. So you're going to get a lot of information. We don't want to go over too much of it now because we want you to come on.
Okay.
And say you can't come on, you're working.
But the bottom line is how you can help to do this, because you know in your county who is there and who's not there. You're going to, you know, that's, we need people, grassroots people is what your point is, right, Steve?
100%. I want to talk a little bit about some of the great grassroots people we have. You know, this is even more important than everything we're doing, because you, if you live in Alabama, you want to speak to Jill Howell. So you're going to connect with her, because you may not be able to get into your local committee, but she will tell you how to do it. And we have people all over the United States. And I want to tell you some of the good things that are happening, because it's very important. So let's go back to Connecticut. We just got a guy elected, not me, but he got elected as the youngest chairman in the history of Connecticut, Dominic Lombardi, good friend of mine. He actually was invited to have dinner with President Trump about a month ago. And he talked about our event, and President Trump was supposed to come over, but he got tied up, you know, with these court cases. So he wasn't able to come over and golf, but he did send us regards and good luck with our event. And so Dominic is a very important guy because he's 20 years old. I'm 82. So I'm working very closely with Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA. Why is this so important? Turning Point USA and Tyler Boyer do a tremendous job in getting young people involved. Yes. And I work with their field reps in helping. They go to colleges. And if you've heard lately, many of the young people who are Democrats are starting to move over to independent and Republican side because they see what's happening. Their dollar is worth less. It's hard for them to get a job that can afford to pay for what
it's
everything
horrible.
Has happened.
It's horrible.
You can't buy a house today. You know, housing was doing terrific. 7% mortgages, in some places 9%, and it's going to go higher. So this is some of the things we go. So that's why we talk about a lot of people. In Vermont, Stacey Malloy, her husband's running for the Senate there against Bernie Sanders. So that's very important. Let's take Massachusetts. Sue O'Sullivan, she started maybe about 4 years ago getting town committee started, because in Massachusetts, Republican Party was down. She started 50 new town committees. Can you imagine that? What kind of work? She now got elected to an important position there. In Texas, Robert West, he got 1,000 people involved. He has a big website.
And wow.
One of my favorite people, New Jersey, Liz Nader. I went up to speak at the Seat at the Table every year. She has an organization that presents all the speakers to all her people. But here's what she did. A year and a half ago, she started a club called Common Sense Club with 10 people. I have 145,000 people involved. Many people don't know this, and that's why it's important to tell you about all these people that are around the country. So in Minnesota, David Penn, he's got a big tire company. He's got his own website. He's changing Minnesota person by person.
Wow.
Because in Minnesota, he's fighting the rhinos and he's establishing people. That's another thing I got to tell you about. We don't blame the Democrats for why this country is in that shape. We blame the Republicans. The Republicans are fighting each other. The Democrats, as you know, they elected somebody in Pennsylvania that, you know, changed the Senate. They don't wear suits anymore. They wear sweatshirts. I mean, that's an embarrassment to this country that an organization like that, people could come in now dressed in flops, in sweatpants, and a sweatshirt. Disgusting. That tells you how bad the country is going. So in West Virginia, we got a girl running for office. She was one of my conservative people, Teresa Howell. And that's very important. And I talk about people running for office. In my spare time, not only do I do interviews, but I also interview people called Stern American. I don't know if you have that slip, but you want to go there. Stern American Rumble. Because I understood by getting interviewed what I have to talk about people. And I ask 20 questions because we run a Flag Day event, which is coming up, and I want people to go to it. Last year we ran it.
President Trump's birthday.
That's Trump's birthday, June the 14th. Comes up every year, Flag Day. And what's important, we had over 1 million people watch it. Now, how did I get involved with that? My son decided to give me something. When I do something, he thought I'd do about 5 or 6 people on. 46 people spoke for Flag Day, and we had the top people on. And I asked them questions like I asked Steve Bannon, how many papers do you read a day? You know, I ask strange questions. And you could see all the people, Dr. Naomi Wolf. We interviewed tons of very important people in California running for office. You all see Dave Bratt. This young lady ran for office in Texas. And as you scroll down, these people are very important because we do the average people. He just won a commissionership. Dave Williams running for office in California. And as you go down, you see Blacks for Trump. Go down a little further.
Oh, yeah. Love them. Love them. They do a great job.
Everybody and anybody that's willing to get interviewed. Now, stop over here. This is Nilsa Alvarez, very important person. She used to be in Broward County, moved to Tennessee because God asked her to move there. She is unbelievable. She's been in the White House 3 or 4 times. She comes up on this interview, which you want to watch, and tells you why 21 million American Christians are not voting. And she's working on getting to vote. Can you imagine if we got the 21 people
pushing the needle. Right. Right. And that's the whole point of our channel, really, Mr. Stern, is that, you know, each of us, God has gifted each one of us in a special way. And so it's like what, you know, it's what does the Lord want each one of us to do? We aren't all cookie cutters. And there's a beautiful verse in Joel chapter 2 that says that when this awakening, this is called the Great Awakening, Biblical Great Awakening. For those of you who are new to my channel and you don't know about that, go to freedomforce.live and you will learn about what I do as I look at how this is biblical. And so there's an amazing prophecy about that there would be an army that would rise up one day. Well, we always thought it was going to be with bullets, you know, and guns, but we're doing truth bullets. We're sharing truth every day. And so, you know, that it says that they don't jostle each other, that they all march in exactly the path that God has for each one of them. So that's the thing I'm asking you guys to do today, is all the things that Steve has talked about, what they're going to talk about on Thursday at that meeting, is to say, okay, Lord, what can I do in my particular community to help support getting the voter rolls straightened out, getting all the getting, you know, the people out to vote, going to door to door. I want to talk to Steve about that. That is another thing. I want him to explain to us what you do when you go door to door as a group, not just singly. And then, you know, be a poll watcher to make sure that things are going right on the up and up. All these things that we can do, because in the past, we just kind of let the people, everybody else do it. We can't do that anymore because we saw what happened in 2020. Okay, so this is my question to you, Mr. Stern. And for each of you guys, before we go, we're going to pray. We got about 5 more minutes or 6. And so we want to make sure that we pray and ask the Lord what he wants each one of us to do on what Steve is talking about. But tell us about the going to door to door.
So let's put up a great organization. Who is going door to door and doing this? Moms for America. Now, I did an interview with them and they interviewed me, and they have 500,000 people that are getting involved, taking back the school boards, knocking on the doors. Now, how do you knock on doors? You have to be trained, because a lot of people are afraid to knock on doors. You know, most people won't open the doors. So I'm going to give you a little hint. When you go to knock on doors, one, bring a child with you. You know, somebody 10 or 12, because, you know, when you knock on a door and you have a child there, they're not going to think you're out to rob them or do something.
Right.
So that's good. Bring a puppy. Bring a dog, because everybody has, you know, a dog, a cat. And these things help. That's just some of the, you know, things. And if somebody doesn't open up the door, leave them information. You know what I'm saying? Or wait a little while.
So now, what's the purpose of us going to door to door?
Well, there's a couple of purposes. One, you are going for candidates. So you're talking about the candidates that you want to get elected. And you also want these people to get involved. So what better way to do that than knock on the door and get a relationship with those people? And it's not easy. You know what I'm saying? So we're going texting now. We're going emailing. A lot of stuff is important today. And I want to tell you a couple of people that are helping us.
I don't know if you know, I'm on the school board, and that we went door to door, and we got to know a lot of people. And, you know, we were helping other people get, you know, in their election campaign. And it was really nice. It was fun. We had, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 people. We didn't have a dog. We didn't have, you know, a child with us. But we, you know, we had a group of people, and you could tell that we were, you know, just there for to try to be helpful. And it was really nice. And we had a lot of really great conversations. You know, we've become a, you know, so many neighborhoods are where you just, everybody goes home and shuts their door and doesn't come out. So this was a great way for people to communicate.
I know we only have a few minutes. I want to tell you about a couple of people to help us.
Yes.
This is one of the most important things. They have millions of subscribers. They have a lot of programs. Your program can be on their live.
Okay.
They have a lot of programs. They also, if you want to write an article, you can put an article. So I want you to write an article, send it to them. Sam Anthony will tell you about him. Also, one of the most important apps, VotifyNow.org. You may not know about this,
but
when you go to vote, and you see something illegal, or you see somebody voting twice.
Oh, wow.
Together with them, you send it to them, and they will report it to the local officials.
Okay. Now,
Lindell is getting a different app. We have a lot of people getting different apps. This guy's been around for a long time. I've worked with him for 2 years. That's very important.
Okay.
We have a very important thing called yourfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. That's Michelle Swinnick. She's also on Brighty on TV. She was a judge in Arizona and very important. Now, of course, I have a lot of stuff to tell you. I want to give you one important guy in South Carolina, Jeff Davis. Every day, he sends out in South Carolina everything that's going on in South Carolina to 20,000 people. We're going to try to start this in every state. So if you live in Texas, you get something every day to tell you the truth.
Right.
Because you know what program is here, because if you listen to, you don't know what to believe when you listen to a lot of the media, because they're looking at a prompter and it's telling you what they got to say.
Right. We know that.
Baloney, right. That people believe. Because right. If you speak about a Democrat, they actually believe what they hear.
Right.
Including my son-in-law, who sends me these articles that are most ridiculous that you ever saw.
Right.
And they brainwashed, you know what I'm saying? And the kids going.
I know. So, and it's not just what they do tell you, it's what they don't tell you. As President Trump has said that many times, it's what they don't tell you. Good guys, go look at the chat. I just put on there votifynow.org and savemyfreedom.us. Okay, so go and get those links so you can be familiar with that. And you can do a little bit of reading and researching. And then, like I said, be on that show on Thursday. Okay, what else? Did you have a couple more minutes?
That's pretty much it. I've got a little bit, but I want to make sure that everybody goes to, you know, the flagshirt.com, get a flag shirt, because when you go to a rally, or even if you go knocking on doors, when you're wearing your flag shirt and knocking on doors, people immediately look at that. And they may say, well, where did you get that? And what you say is, hey, I'm a Republican. You know, one of the funny things is I just went to have lunch, and somebody asked me, you know, where I got the shirt. Of course, I told him it was my shirt. And he said, by the way, you must be a Republican, because I know Democrats didn't wear it. So I whipped out my card, gave him my card, and said, hey, if you want to get involved, go ahead and get involved. So everybody listening should get a Republican card, no matter, even if you're just an independent Republican, so that when you see somebody, get involved. So let's leave the last couple of seconds here if you have any questions, because, you know, I talk a lot, and I, of course, have a lot of information, but sometimes somebody in your chat is asking information, and I'm glad to answer it for you.
Yes, y'all can put it in the chat. And so we can ask Mr. Stern whatever you might have a question about.
Don't make me older than I am.
Don't make you what?
Don't make me older than I really am, because when you call somebody a mister, they're usually a little bit older. I want to be a youngster. You know?
That's okay. Sorry. Yeah, so
3 weeks ago, I was 50 years old, and now I'm 82. You know?
I just had a big birthday myself, and I'm like, how did this happen? How could I get there? And I didn't even know. But you know what? There's a really amazing verse that a lot of people don't know about in Isaiah 65. My people all know about it. It says that we will, in this day, this millennial kingdom that we're entering into, it says we'll live as long as trees. We'll live as long as trees. Trees live 600, 700 years. So you're just a babe. You're just a little babe. You're just a little pup. Yeah, so we'll live as long as trees.
And the questions, because I know you said you got to go in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, so can we trust the RNC? That's a great question. Can we trust the RNC with our donations?
You know, what I would do is donate directly to candidates. Now, when I donate to Trump, I send him a check to Mar-a-Lago. I tell everybody not to go to, and I just send it directly to him. I have a lot of people that send checks directly there. I'm up in Mar-a-Lago. If you don't even trust the mail or anything like that, send them to me. Email me, and I'll bring it up to Mar-a-Lago when I go up there. I have a lot of people that write songs, and they want to get it to President Trump. You know, President Trump sent me a letter for my birthday. I'm not sure if I sent it to you, but it was one of the most biggest treasures.
Yes.
And next time I come on, I'll show you the letter because that was amazing because, excuse me, I had come back from vacation. My wife opened the letter and ripped it, but luckily the letter didn't rip. So this is
you would
never think you'd get a letter from President Trump.
You're so lucky. Well, you know, I'm going to Mar-a-Lago next week. And I mentioned the thing. I'm like, I'm taking all my battalion with me. But what I really meant was on the video. I'm going to have the, you know, guys, we'll see it on video. You'll be as if you're there with me in my heart. I've got this wonderful Team Melly. We call Team Melly. How you like my cup? It's Team Melly. Not a nice cup. I had that made. Anyway, yeah. So anyway, they're going with me, and we're gonna hopefully Mr. Trump, President Trump, will be there. We'll see. We'll see. All right. So our time, we've got just a little bit of time. We're gonna pray, and we're gonna ask the Lord what He wants each one of us to do, because when we know that when the Lord puts a calling on us, wild horses cannot stop you. Am I right?
100%. And you know, I speak to General Flynn, and I say to him, you know, you are our general. You need to speak to our people to take them to get involved. And he actually worked with me, texts me at least once a week. We get to some of the events, and he just says the same thing. If we don't get involved, the army will fold. So, you know, every army needs members.
Right,
you don't have members.
Right,
What good is generals that have nobody to direct?
Right. So, yeah, there's this beautiful verse. Like I was going back to Joel chapter 2. It says, there is this great and mighty army appears. Nothing has ever been seen like it or will ever be seen again. This is in Joel chapter 2. It's like dawn spreading across the mountaintops. This is us. This is us. And there's no stopping us. There really isn't. Because I've been doing this for 7 years, and I can't stop. Because this is a driving force. The Spirit of God is driving us to do this. And we're going to win. This is biblical. So let's pray. Thank you again, Lord, so much for what Steve is doing and all these amazing patriots. Lord, use us however you see fit. We are here at your service. We're so glad that you are our commander leading this amazing battle. And we just ask you to guide us on what we can do, Lord, cleaning the voter rolls, removing people who don't deserve to be there. Lord, thank you for these organizations that have been raised up for this day, for such a time as this. Help us to be a part of the grassroots effort to do these things, to be precinct chairman, to be poll watchers, to fulfill the role that you have for us so that we can set these things right. Thank you that this beautiful day that is coming that cannot be stopped, because this is your promise. And we thank you for all that you are going to do in and through us. We pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. Yes, I'm so glad you came on.
To be on this program, because I know the people listening to this respect the people that are out there working. You know, and we have people work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never get on TV. And this program, I am speaking in their behalf, because they work so hard. And I know a lot of them all over the country. You know, they call me and they thank me for what I'm doing. I said, look, I thank you for what you're doing, because
everybody.
I don't know how you got involved or how I got involved, but somehow God came down and tapped us on the shoulder.
Right. So, I say that all the time, Steve. There's another verse in Revelation 11:11. It says, God breathed life into them and they stood up. There's just like a breath of God just kind of like, hello, wake up. Tap, 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 wake up. And we did. And we just all started to join in this army. That's the Joel 2 army. So yeah, we're not going to stop, because this is bigger than any one of us. And it's what's so beautiful is that we all are doing it together. And I love my Freedom Force Battalion. They're just amazing. So amazing. And we've been able to, the bestseller book I was telling you about before, went on, this is it. End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It's actually 100,000 people have read this book, because a lot of Christians are scared to pieces. They think the world's coming to an end. It's going to blow up. We've got to escape out of here. And the whole world's going to go into a fireball. And I'm like, no, it's going to be His kingdom come, His will be done on earth. We're going to have health and wealth and peace, and we're going to get through this. And that's why there's no fear. There's no fear, because we're going to win. We're going to win. But we got, and that's what gives us this fight. And so somebody just said something I thought you wanted to hear. It was really good. They're like, oh, what did they say? They said something. I've been in it 7 years, and I've got a fire in my belly just more than I did when I first started. All right. Our time is out, but I'm so glad that you were here with us. Thank you for coming on. We're going to do this. Everybody go on for Friday. Go on that Jot form that I just showed you. I'm going to share that link one more time before we go. I'm going to just super quick. I'm going to share this link. This is it, you guys. This Jot form right here. This is the most important thing to do today. Go on this form.jotform.com/231-894-597-126-165. I'm going to put it in the chat real quick. And I'm going to also put it on my social media. If you're not on my social media, go to freedomforce.live, and you've got all my social media on there. You guys, you should see it right there. And I want you to go and sign up and be ready to go at 3:25 Eastern Time on this Thursday, the 4th of April, and see what role that you can play in all of this. All right, guys. So thank you for joining with us. I love you guys. I'm so glad to know you, Steve.
Action, action, action.
Action,
I
we're
end up
doing.
with that.
That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. All right, guys, I love you guys, and I will talk to you later. All right.